Pullover.
Pullover. Pullover.
På en kafé I Oslo så sitter Ingmar Tveit sammen med regissør Tony Spataro. Tony, han bruker Ingmar I sin siste film Stalker og mener at han en kommende stjerne. Men først så må lookalike-stemplet bort. For selv om Ingmar har gjort andre ting, så det Leo-stemplet, det klistret på han.
In a way it kind of gives them a kick in the butt because it makes them want to even work harder to, you know, prove to everybody that hey, Ingmar is Ingmar.
Well, you know, I saw this program on was this about lookalikes in Britain, and I thought, my God, I'm so lucky that I didn't pursue anything like that. So it looks so stupid, you know.
Ingmar Tveit den som lignet aller mest på Leonardo DiCaprio I hele Norge. Nå jobber han I midlertid med å bli tatt seriøs som filmskuespiller.
It's like you can't go and explain to the world, hey, this is not Leo. This is you know, you can't. So there's always going to be people that are going to think this. Everyday life, you just kind of have to just laugh at it and just accept it.
Men nå Ingmar drittlei av å ha Leo-stemplet. Til og med nå, når han spiller I filmen Stalker, som snart kommer ut, så snakker folk om at Leo Tveit har fått en rolle. Ingmar skal straks få vrengt ut lookalike-gøra.
What I think is really funny is you know, people come ask for autograph, you know, and they want his autograph, and they, yeah, okay, well, he signs at his name, and it's like, what? You know, I think that's funny.
They wanted my autograph, so why not?
It'll be worth something for them later, so...
Perhaps.
I don't think they'll ever stop, but I think it'll slow down. And, you know, this is just like a five-minute kick to people. After this film and the next film, I promise you, it's not going to be like this anymore.
Filmregissør Tony Spataro og Ingmar Tveit, de tror da at Leonardo DiCaprio-stemplet, nei, det blir kastet ut I søppelbøtta I løpet av en film eller to. Vi håper det går sånn. Dette her Primal Scream, Skull X.